It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Ben Lagus, who's a student at Palmer High School, and coming up on Wednesday, March 7th at 10:17 in the morning is a rather unusual event. Welcome, Ben. Tell us a little bit about the event, and then we'll figure out how it was that you came to think this up.
Again, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Obviously, in today, there's been a lot of unease with public schools. You have Florida, a colony just last week had a threat put against them. Mm-hmm. And me and my fellow young people, my fellow students, we really want to put out a message to our community that school is a place where we ought to be safe and feel safe. And we aren't necessarily feeling safe. And again, I am a junior at Palmer High School. And we want to put out the message that we need to feel safer in our school. And a lot of misconceptions that we've been getting is that this is 100% about gun control, that we're going out there, we're saying we need to take away guns, right? We need to wipe them off the slate. There are some people at the school that do want that. But as far as the people organizing the protest, what we want to put forth is less about the guns and more about feeling safe in our schools. And that's why we put up the motto, 17 minutes for 17 lives. We want to spend 17 minutes of our day going out there and meeting people. We're going to start out with a moment of silence for those who lost their lives in Florida. Maybe open up with some speeches. Me and my fellow students, Maddie Reed, we're going to give a speech, kind of why we're here, what we're doing here. And then what we want to do is we want to promote our fellow students to meet new people they've never talked to get out there, to make connections. Because I feel like if we really, really want to get to the bottom of this, we're going to have to go deeper than just the surface. We're going to have to get down to the community, down to feeling safe and wanting to talk and make friends. And the more connections we have with our peers, I feel the stronger we will be and the safer we will feel in our schools.
So what was the impetus or inspiration for doing this particular event?
So there have been several walkouts in public schools across the nation. We would not deny that that is our inspiration. 100% is. And they were all addressing gun violence. And we do believe that, you know, that is very important. But we wanted to take it a step further. We understand gun violence is a problem, undoubtedly, and we need to address it. But we also need to address a little bit more that some kids don't feel accepted or safe in their school. School is more than just a place to learn arithmetic and English and science. It's a place where you learn social interaction. You learn how to be. It's the way you perceive authority is shaped by your teachers, by your administrators. It's one of, if not the most important times in a student's life. So it's important that we all feel safe in this situation. And that's the main message that we want to come across with.
Now, organizing this large an event had to involve some discussion with the school administration. How did you go about doing that?
Madison Reed, props to her. She's the one that really spearheaded this. She came to me and fellow student Anna, tons of people, and she's the one that really set the groundwork. She went to the principal and talked to him and made sure to get the permission. We checked the student handbook, checked the laws to make sure this was within our rights, within the rules. It is. We are completely fine. And I do believe that I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe, I'm fairly confident that the school board gave it their blessing, that we are good to go. And what we're going to do is we want to write a little notes and hand them out to students so that during the class, students can hand them to the teacher before they leave, just telling them what we're doing. Teachers have all been prepped at a teacher meeting. Everyone knows this is happening, but we just want to be as respectful as possible to the people working there and try not to disrupt the day as much as we can.
And to this point, obviously, there must be some discussion with students. What kind of response are you getting from students?
There are some misconceptions on what we're going out there to do. Some believe this is solely a memorial for those who lost their lives, which it partly is. Some believe this is strictly taking away guns, which it partly is about addressing the gun violence and violence in school. But again, it's more than that. What we want to do is we want to promote constructive conversation in our community. We know that kids, again, aren't feeling safe in school. And we want to, we all know this is a problem. We all know this is happening. So what we want to do is we want to start addressing and figuring this out. There's this real culture, and I would say most of the United States, where it's my morals, my beliefs are rock solid. They can't be moved. I am right. I cannot be swayed in my position. And I believe, and a lot of my peers and people in young people in my generation believe, that this idea of what I believe is right, no matter what side of an argument you're on, is really toxic to our nation and holding us in a deadlock. And what we need to do is we need to start to realize that there are two sides, whether you're on the far right or the far left. Both sides has valid points, and that we need to be addressing these and validating them. And so what we really want to do is get people out there meeting new people who they've never talked to and really get more sides of the story, and hoping with this protest to inspire members of our community to do the same thing.
Mike Malevsky, and I'm here with Ben Lagus, who's a junior at Palmer High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking, I've been listening to a description of an event happening this Wednesday, March 7th at 1017 at Palmer High School. This sounds like it's the kind of event that we would look forward to hearing a report about after the fact as well. So I want to make sure that I'm clear to invite you to come in after the event, mm-hmm. and describe, now that you've described what you're looking forward to,
yes,
what happened and what you learned from
More than glad to come in. And one more thing I'd like to put out there.
Sure.
No matter what you believe, if you believe what we're doing is wrong and not good, I invite you to show up. Come talk to us. But one thing I want to reiterate and really make solid, come to talk, not to scream. We are all want the same thing. We're just taking different roads to get there. But at the end of the day, it's all about safety in schools.
Okay. Thank you, Ben Lagus.